Happy Sunday. Welcome to Training Topics du jour. How are you guys doing? If you listened to last week's episode, I had mentioned that this week was going to be a celebrity file and we were going to talk about Tyrese Gibson and his shenanigans. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to take a detour. They're pressing issues and there is a conversation that we need to have right now. ASAP. So we're going to postpone the celebrity file Tyrese Gibson episode to next week. This week we are talking about two stories that have gone viral and they've been in the news for the past couple of weeks, and I have so many opinions about them and I would like to share my unsolicited opinions with you. The first one is about a lady from Colorado, Andrea Serrano, 31 years old, and she's a 31-year-old woman who got pregnant. Actually, let me rephrase that. She is a 31-year-old woman who sexually assaulted a boy who is now 13 years old, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a child. Now, Andrea Serrano is not facing any jail time. She's not going to serve time in jail for 1 minute. And I have strong opinions about that. And oh my God, Jesus, take the wheel, because this one is going to be, it's going to be a spicy episode. So that's the first topic of discussion for today. Second one is about a guy who has also gone viral all over social media. It's a man with 7 baby mamas who keeps impregnating women. And he has gone viral for his take and his stand about women, pregnancy, babies, and relationships in general. He said it's the women's responsibility to decide whether they want to be pregnant or not. And if they do decide to keep the baby, he doesn't want none to do with that because that's a woman's responsibility. And he's just not about that life, okay? So I have strong opinions about that as well. My name is Tak. Let's go. Let's get started. All right. So for those of you that don't know, this story has been in the news for quite a while. There is this lady, 31-year-old woman. She sexually assaulted a young boy and became pregnant, gave birth to a child, and she's not facing any jail time. Listen to this KKTV 11 news clip, and I will be back with the rest of my opinions.
Action investigation. A 31-year-old woman who admits to having sex with a 13-year-old boy and then becoming pregnant with his child won't face any jail time under a plea deal with prosecutors.
11 Call for Action investigative reporter Matt Kroschel is joining us live tonight. Matt, 31-year-old Andrea Serrano was facing sexual assault charges but accepted this new plea deal to stay out of prison.
Adam, Serrano gave birth to a baby boy. She admitted to having sex with that 13-year-old. The victim's mother, who we're not going to identify in this story, tells us she is not happy with this deal offered to a woman she says ruined her son's life.
I feel like my son's robbed of his childhood. Now he's having to be a father. He's a victim, and he's going to have to live with that for the rest of his life.
This mother says watching her son struggle with the reality he now faces breaks her heart.
What has this been like for your son?
It's caused him a lot of depression. He's shut down a lot.
Now she questions why this woman won't face prison time.
I feel like if she was a man and he was a little girl, it would definitely be different. They would be seeking incarceration. And I feel like because she's a woman, they're not. They're having compassion for her because she was pregnant. But I don't think they take into play, again, she was pregnant by a child. You know, that child was created from a sexual abuse.
Under terms of the plea deal the suspect signed off on, she'll be required to register as a sex offender. And the judge could sentence her to 10 years to life of sex offender intensive supervised probation. But Serrano will avoid any jail time since the DA's office dropped the original charges to a lesser charge that does not come with mandatory jail time.
What should other parents be looking for?
Don't trust anybody, honestly. I mean, you can't trust anybody now.
The victim's family says they are looking for the next steps in this case, and they'll actually ask the courts to give custody to the 13-year-old of this baby. Adam and Lindsay, what we do know is that Serrano has a hearing coming up in May where she will learn how much probation time she'll have. Currently, Serrano has full custody of the baby. Back to you.
Okay, we'll follow up on that case. Matt, thank you.
Guys, when I was reading and researching about this story, I kept on getting angrier and angrier. First of all, because a young man's life has been changed forever. Okay? This young man is a father at 13 years old. Not by a choice of himself. He didn't choose this. He did not choose this. And now the trajectory of his life has been changed forever. And I just felt bad. I felt bad for him. I felt bad for his parents, his siblings, his family, his friends. I felt bad for his life. This child, this kid didn't choose this. He did not choose this. A grown-ass woman in her 30s decided that this was such a brilliant idea. Let me go and sexually assault a young boy, a young man. This is a 13-year-old, a 13-year-old boy. My heart breaks for him. My heart breaks for him because his life has changed forever. And not in a good way. This is a tragedy. This is horrible and heartbreaking. So my heart goes out to him. It goes out to his family. It goes out to his people. Okay? And now, Andrea Serrano. First of all, lady, what the hell is wrong with you? Who raised you? What the hell is wrong with you? You are a 31-year-old woman. I cannot even begin to imagine how a grown-ass person looks at a young boy and thinks, oh my God, look at him. I want to have sexual relations with him. He is a freaking child. Who does that? You are a pedophile. Andrea Serrano, you are a pedophile. You're a predator. You are a disgrace to humanity. You are a disgrace to women. You have embarrassed your family. You have embarrassed your friends. You have embarrassed your community. You have embarrassed women. You have embarrassed humans, period. What the hell is wrong with you? Who looks at a young child? Like, people, what is wrong with you? Who looks at a young child? A 13-year-old boy. If the boy is 13 now, since they're saying that Andrea has already given birth to a child, I would like to believe that when this was going on, the child, the boy, was 12 years old. What 30-year-old human, period, looks at a child and decides, oh my God, oh, I'm so aroused. I want to have sex with a kid. Who the hell thinks like that? And to imagine that this woman had the audacity of going through with that and then going through with keeping the baby and then taking a plea deal to stay out of jail. I am going to talk about the U.S. and their criminal justice system in a moment. But I am so upset with this woman. I am so upset with this woman. And I cannot even begin to imagine what goes through people like this. Andrea Serrano, you are a predator. You are a pedophile. You molested this child. Now, when I was reading, and I think they said in the news clip as well, that she mentioned that she was drunk. Girl, what? No, because whenever you're drunk, whenever you are under the influence of alcohol, what you've been thinking of, what's in your subconscious is what happens. That's not an excuse. Bitch, what the hell is wrong with you? No, You are a predator and you got caught and you, oh my God. Oh my God. Guys, this story has upset me. I have been livid for the whole week because I cannot begin to imagine what this young boy went through. This young boy was sexually assaulted by, oh my God, by a grown-ass woman. This is insane. This is unimaginable. Okay? So for this lady to come out and be like, oh my God, I am sorry, I do apologize, I was under the influence of alcohol. No, bitch. We all take alcohol. Not all of us, but some of us do consume alcohol and we don't think of going to sleep around with a child. What the hell? The hell is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You are a predator. You have destroyed this young man's life. And also, the second part to this is, you're in your 30s, so I'm assuming you've had your sexual experiences, right? And the flagrant audacity of you to go and sleep with this child, unprotected, we don't know what you're carrying, okay? You may be carrying herpes, gonorrhea, syphilis, HIV. And then you go and do this to a young child. This is a baby. This is a baby. This is not another grown ass man who can even think for himself to use protection. This is a child, right? So you coming from there with all these diseases that you may potentially be carrying, which most likely you are because you're reckless. You're reckless, you lack sexual discipline, and you are so indisciplined that you brought this young life, this young little child into your mess. I am sad. I am so sad. My heart hurts because I know this young boy's life has been changed forever. Like forever. Now, this young boy has to go to school. He has to be around his friends who are within his same age. Just imagine a 15-year-old in the next 2 years, 3 years, is going to be 15, 16. And then he will be talking about having a kid with his 16-year-old friends. Like, what the hell, bro? Like, who does that? Who does that? This woman sexually assaulted a boy, got pregnant, had a baby, and now the baby that she had is the same reason why she's not going to jail, from my understanding. I could be wrong, but that's what I've read, because they want her to keep the baby. You sexually assaulted a child, but it's okay, you can take care of another child. That is so messed up to me. That is so freaking messed up. This would have been the only instant that I would have been okay with her aborting the baby. But it's too late anyway, because the baby is already here. So that doesn't even apply. My heart hurts. My soul breaks for this child. And, oh my God, America. The United States of America, the land of the free. What the hell is going on with your justice system, America? What the hell is going on? How is it possible to sexually assault a child? Sexually assault a 13-year-old and stay out of jail? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? How is it possible for a pedophile to sexually assault a kid, get impregnated by a kid, have a baby by a kid? and then not step one single foot in jail. How is that possible? Somebody tell me. I need answers. What the hell is going on? What the hell is happening? What is this? What is this? You are allowing a predator, A, to be in charge of another kid when she just assaulted a kid. How is she allowed to keep the child? How is she allowed to keep the baby? How? Like, how? How are we even, why are we even having a conversation about this? This is a no-brainer. Why is she keeping the child? That's my first question. Second question. How and why is she not stepping a foot in jail? Like, who gave her this stupid-ass plea deal? Are you serious? This woman is a predator. She's a fucking pedophile. And what she's... I am so speechless. This woman is a pedophile. And all she's going to get is to be registered on the sex offenders list, like on the sex offenders registry. Are you freaking serious? Are you serious? If this was a man, heads would have rolled. Okay? Let's just, since we're all about equality, fairness, blah, 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 let's look at it this way. If a man sexually assaulted a 13-year-old girl, got her pregnant, and had the girl have a baby or whatever, would you have given this man or a man a plea deal? Because what's the difference here? Can somebody tell me what the difference is? Is it because this crime was committed by a woman and therefore it's less of an offense because it was a woman who did it? What the hell is wrong with you people? What is wrong with the criminal justice system in America? Like, are you guys, what is wrong with you? I cannot wrap my brain around it because it doesn't make any sense. If a man did this to either another boy or another little girl or whoever, if a man committed this crime, you best believe this man would have been in jail already as we speak right now. He would have been in jail waiting to be sentenced to go to prison. Okay? Or he would have already been sentenced. And to imagine that this lady sexually assaulted a child, kept on going through her pregnancy, had a pregnancy in peace, and now she's having this plea deal to not step a foot in jail. Like, are you guys serious? No. The American justice system is broken. It is broken. It is so freaking broken. How are people supposed to learn? How are people supposed to learn? You mean to tell me you can sexually assault somebody else and keep moving and keep living your life as if nothing happened? What does the registry, the sex offender registry, how does that affect you anyway? Like, honestly, on a deeper level, how does that affect you? How? How? Okay, her name is going to be there, but this woman is not going to learn anything. And why is she still going to be in charge of another minor when she's just sexually assaulted a minor? Again, I'm asking these questions because if it was the other way around, let's look at it the other way around. If it was a man who sexually assaulted a girl and then the girl ended up having the baby, would you have told the man to keep the baby from the sexual assault that he committed? Like, does that make any sense to you guys? How does that make sense? So how is it that this woman, this predator and pedophile, is allowed to keep a child from the sexual assault that she committed when it wouldn't be the same for the man? After after all, we're all about equality and fairness. And this is where these things need to apply. When we talk about equality, when we talk about fairness, what we mean is the same rules that apply to men should apply to women. That is fairness. It doesn't mean that we want you to give women an advantage. No, no. Fairness is not that. When we talk about fairness and equality, this is where it should be showing that men and women can do the same thing and get the same result. That men and women can do the same job and get paid the same. That is what fairness and equality means. Fairness and equality doesn't mean that women get an advantage over men. Like, what the hell? What is going on? What is going on? What is going on? What kind of a justice system is this? Because if we look at this, then, in all honesty, it is safe to say that in this case, the justice system favors women, and that is so unfair. And I'm saying it's unfair because I have brothers, I have friends who are men, I have dads, uncles. My man is a man, and I would want the men in my life to get treated the same way the women are treated, right? And I'm not saying that if a man becomes a pedophile, then it's good. No. Let me set the record straight here. Whether a man did the crime or a woman did the crime, this is a horrible crime, period. If a man did this or if a woman does this, they're both pedophiles and they're predators. What I'm trying to say is equality should really mean equality in all aspects. I cannot believe the land of the free, the first world country, America, if this is your justice system, are you fucking serious? Pardon my language. Are you freaking serious? My mom listens to this, so pardon my language, guys. But are you freaking serious? Like, for real, for real. My heart hurts. My heart hurts for this young boy's family. My heart breaks for the mother. You guys heard in that clip, the mother was at a loss for words. Can you imagine? I can't. I cannot, guys. I cannot. If that was my child, oh my God. I don't even know how. I don't even know how this would have gone or how this would have ended. What? What is going on? No, this story really upset me. It really upset me, and it broke my heart. Like, for real, you guys. This story broke my heart because I cannot begin to imagine how I would deal with somebody who sexually assaulted my child, was roaming free because they took a plea deal to have their name on the sex offender registry, and that's it. And they're not gonna see the face of the jail. They're not gonna see or step foot in jail. Oh, hell no. It's so weird. The criminal justice system in America is so weird. They over sentence and over punish people that don't deserve to be punished. And the people that absolutely deserve to be in jail, they don't do anything to them. It's the weirdest thing to me. This is a country where you can be caught with a bag of wheat and you're going to go away for 5 years or 10 years, okay? And you have somebody else who sexually assaulted a child and she's gonna roam free. My spirit is heavy. My spirit is bothered. I do not like this. I hate it. I hate this. And Andrea Serrano, you should be ashamed of yourself. You have disgraced your family. You have disgraced your friends. You are a horrible human being. You're a predator. You are a freaking pedophile. Shame on you. Shame on you for doing this to a child. Shame on you for ruining a child's life. Shame on you. Shame on you. And that's all I have to say about that. All right. In case you guys haven't heard about this clip that I'm about to play, fasten your seatbelts. This is a wild one. This is whoa. Check this out, and I'll be back with the rest of my opinion on it.
I got 7 kids and 7 baby mamas. Now, for the past few days, I've been going live, telling my story, speaking my truth. And a lot of women having an issue calling me a deadbeat because I tell them I was being irresponsible, yet not wearing protection. But I always tell these women that I got pregnant that I do not want to be a father to these children. And I offer to pay for the abortion. Majority of times, they'll either take the abortion or they'll take a plan B. But only these 7 have kept these children. But the crazy thing about it is they want me to be responsible for some children I told them I did not want. So for some years now, some of them been trying to get in contact with me, access denied. Because I don't really know why you're trying to get in contact with me. I didn't told you I did not want them kids. So don't expect me to be responsible financially, emotional, spiritually, mentally, or physically with some kids I do not want. And I don't give a fuck when nobody think about it. You're not going to force children up on me. Yeah, we both made the decision to lay down and have intercourse. We both was irresponsible about the decisions we made that night. Yeah, I could have pulled out, but I didn't. And I ain't care to pull out because I'm not the one that's going to have to carry a baby for 9 months. It's the woman. In my opinion, women should be more careful on who they sleep with. Because you're going to be like one of my baby mamas trying to find me so I can financially support a kid I didn't told her or them I did not want. Another thing is, these just jump offs. These the type of women that I ain't even had to do nothing for. The bad minimum, but they gave me access to their body and they think I want to be a father to a child for one of them? Like, I don't even have no type of love for these women. How do they expect me to love these children? Before y'all say, oh, he irresponsible, he a deadbeat, he don't take accountability. Yeah, I do. I just don't give a fuck. You ain't gonna force these children on me when I told you I ain't want them. Yeah, I can offer to pay for abortion, but at what point can I force a woman to go get an abortion? I cannot. A woman say, my body, my choice, but I say, it's my life.
The first time I heard this clip, I laughed so much. It's hilarious. This man said, my life, my choice. Oh my God. But in all honesty, ladies, we need to have a conversation, okay? We need to talk about this. We need to talk about this. This man has a point. Unfortunately, he has a brash way of saying it, but he has a point. First of all, this is my question to you, my friends, my sisters, my girlfriends, my fellow women. A man with 7 baby mamas is a walking red flag. He is a red flag. This man has 7 kids with 7 women. And he's not Nick Cannon, okay? 7 kids with 7 women, and you guys are still giving him your good stuff without using protection when he tells you he doesn't want kids, and you guys are just doing it with him. What the hell? What the hell is going on? No, we need to talk about this. We need to talk about this. I'm at a loss for words. I'm at a loss for words because I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old to understand how these things go. But how is it that you are so comfortable sleeping with somebody without using protection when you know he has 7 baby mamas? Oh my God, 7! And this man looks young. If you watched a video clip of him, he looks to be in his late 20s. Somebody having 7 baby mamas, that by itself is a huge red flag, okay? Unless if he's like a sperm donor, then that would be something. But otherwise, under normal circumstances, a guy in his 20s having 7 baby mamas, 7 kids. That is a problem. That is a problem. So I don't understand how then is it that as women we get so comfortable knowing this situation, and then we get so comfortable and give our wombs to men like this. You are donating your womb to this dusty guy. Why? The way he talked about everything made me hilariously sad, if that's the thing. It is so sad that this is where we're at as humanity, and yet it's so freaking hilarious. Because I cannot believe that there are women who sleep with guys like this. Like, what? First of all, if a man has this kind of energy and you're talking to a guy and he has this kind of energy and vibe, already that's a turnoff. Already that is a turnoff. If a guy, you're talking to a guy, you're getting to know a guy, and he's like, oh yeah, I have 7 kids and I have 7 baby mamas. Just to let you know, I don't want kids. I don't want to have kids. But you and I can do it. We can get to, you know, we can do that. But I don't want any kids. I don't want you to get pregnant. I don't want you to have any kids. Why then is it, ladies? Why? What is wrong with our heads and brains? And what prompts us to think that, oh, my womb is the best womb ever. If he plants his baby in me, he's gonna love this 8th baby because my womb is made of gold. No. No, this one is on us, ladies. This one is on us, and we got to take the L. We are taking the L with dignity and pride, and we are going to heal because this is not a man you should be even talking to. You shouldn't be talking to a guy like this. His energy, his vibe, everything about him, he's so low vibrational. He treats women as if they're objects. Objects. And he even talked about some of the women that he sleeps with are dusty. And how does this describe it? Dusty and one-offs and, like, you know, objects just for his sexual release. And ladies, you're sleeping with a guy like this without using protection. What the hell is wrong with you? No, I have always said this, and I always say, at the end of the day, it is under our jurisdiction to decide whether we want to have a kid or not. Okay? Yes, a man can want to have children, but he's not going to have kids on his own. He needs a habitat to house his seed. And that habitat is your womb, right? So if you decide to get pregnant, you have to know the man that you're getting pregnant for and the man that you're making a baby with. Just because somebody looks good or his situation is big, if you know what I mean, wink, wink, or if the sex is good, that doesn't mean that they're going to be a great parent to this child you're trying to bring into the world. Like, I feel like this is not talked about enough today. It isn't. Just because a man is good looking, just because you're having a great conversation with a guy, just because you think, oh, you're in love and your feelings are involved, that doesn't mean that that man, A, is going to be a good parent to the child, and B, he's going to be a good partner with you in co-parenting the kid, right? And even though what this man said is very rude, he is so rude. Even though what he said is so rude, and he said it in a very rude way, but he is right. At the end of the day, he tells the women up front, hey, I just want to bang you. I do not want to have a kid with you. And if you get pregnant, I'll give you money for abortion. But no, because us women, I don't know how God created us. I'm a woman. I know sometimes we be in our feelings. We're in love. We're like, oh my God, he's going to change for me. He loves me. I am the one. I'm the chosen one. No, when people tell you who they are, believe them. When they show you who they are, believe them. This man does both. He tells you and he shows you. And he has exhibit A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. 7 baby mamas. Right? He tells you in advance, girl, you and me are just doing this. I just want us to enjoy each other's bodies. I don't want anything long term. I definitely do not want to have a kid with you. He tells you up front, and you know you're not using protection. You know you're not on any birth pills or family planning pills or whatever, birth control pills. And you're lifting your legs up and allowing this man to sow a seed into you. This low vibrational man. And these are the kinds of men that break you. That break you because now you decide to have a kid. The dad is a deadbeat like this jerk. And then the child comes into the world and you're going to transfer your hate to that kid, that innocent kid who didn't even want to be here. The dad didn't want the kid to be here. The kid didn't choose to be here. You opened your legs and decided to have this loser plant a seed in you. And now you're going to be spiteful to the child. And now that child is born into the world of confusion and it's all downhill from there. Ladies, we have to do better. We absolutely have to do better. As I have always said, my mom has always told me, the keys to women having children and giving birth and allowing to have kids with a particular man, that's on us women. At the end of the day, that's on us. That is on us, yes. There are times maybe you may have an impromptu sexual activity, rare times. But at the end of the day, if you don't open your legs, there's not going to be something like that happening. Unless if you're using a different kind of scientific way intentionally to have a kid, or unless if it's under unfortunate circumstances where you're being sexually assaulted. But otherwise, when you decide to open your legs and sleep with somebody, when you know you're not on birth control and you're not using protection, what are you doing? What are you doing? I need us to do better. We need to do better. When a man tells you up front like this, girl, you best believe that guy. You have to believe that man. He tells you up front, I don't want this. So what? Like, you think you have the golden womb that once your baby comes, it's going to be, what, are you carrying Jesus? And Jesus is going to change his heart and make him a nice man, a great parent to your baby, like you're special. It's not like that. It's not like that. When people tell you who they are, believe them. When they show you, believe them. Just believe them. And also, I don't understand, guys. Maybe that's just what it is today. How do you just sleep with somebody without using protection like that? Do you guys know there is herpes out there? Do you know there is HIV? Do you know there is syphilis? There is gonorrhea. There is chlamydia. There is all these other sexually transmitted diseases that can get stuck with you and mess you up as well. And then you decide to sleep with somebody without protection. Why? That is reckless. That is extremely reckless. It's much more reckless than driving without wearing your seat. That is reckless. Ladies, I need you to know that it's okay for you to have a box of condoms in your house. Okay? Let's just keep it real here. It is okay and better for you to produce a condom before you have sex than try to be proper and be like, oh my God, what is it going to think about me? No, this is your sexual health. It's in your hands. It's really okay for you to have a condom. Okay? When you're getting down with somebody like this, because I'm assuming you're not going to be in a relationship with a loser like this. So if this is just your one-off, I don't know, your booty call, girl, you better have a box of condoms in your house or in your bag or wherever. Because you are not going to leave it to chance. There is so much at stake. You cannot leave things to chance. With men like this, this behavior can ruin you. It can break you. Sleeping with crazy ass men like this can mess you up. And then, oh my, just imagine for a second. Let's say that for a second, maybe a miracle happened, okay? Your womb was really, your uterus and your womb were really golden, and you give birth to Jesus Christ, and this man came around and decided to be a good father to the children or to the child. Do you have it in you to deal with 7 baby mamas and 7 other kids? Like, do you have the discipline? Do you have the maturity to deal with this child's siblings with other 7 baby mamas? This man is sleeping with so many people. He already said that he has slept with so many women, but only 7 decided to keep his kids. And that means that he has so many soul ties. I don't know if you guys believe about soul ties. I do. I believe that every time you have unprotected sex with somebody, you are tied to that person. You may know it or you may not know it. You may believe it or not. But every time you're exchanging body fluids with somebody, you are joining with that person. That person is taking a part of you. That person is taking a part of you. You are giving yourself to them. So imagine how many parts of women this man is carrying, right? I don't know. He slept maybe with 200 women. Let's just say that. Let's say he slept with 200 women. He has 200 other souls as a part of him. And then he comes to you and he sleeps with you. And now you're taking on all the other souls, the spirits of 200 other women. That's going to mess up your energy. That's going to mess up your life. That's going to mess up your aura. And that's just real talk. Why would you want to do that? Why? Why? I don't understand, guys. I really don't. Why would you choose, first of all, to get naked for this guy? The way he talks about women is degrading. He is an asshole. He is an asshole who is saying the truth, and that pisses me off. He is right, because he tells you up front. At least he lets you know. And you have to thank your God or whoever you believe in for that he tells you in advance so that you don't have to waste your time. He tells you what it is in advance, that, yo, I just want to bang you and that's it. You better be on your birth control shit, because if you get pregnant, we're not doing it, right? He tells you up front, and that already by itself is a miracle, okay? Because most of these men like being sleek and lying. At least he tells you up front. The way he says it is annoying, but I am so thankful that he tells the women up front. So ladies, this is on us. We have to take this L. We have to take this L. Come on now. Come on. Come on. No, man. It is better. Guys, it is so much better to be alone than to be dealing with craziness like this. This is crazy. It's going to keep you up at night. It's going to mess up your life, your energy, your brain, your way of thinking. Imagine you being an accomplished woman. You know what you want. You know you have a purpose in life. You know what you want. You meet this guy because he looks good. You're like, oh my God, maybe he's the one. Maybe he is. And he tells you his spiel, but you think otherwise. Right? He tells you, but you're like, no, it's not one of me. I'm special. And then this happens. You get pregnant. He's like, don't call me. He blocks you. And now, even though you have your shit together, things like this can mess you up. Because you'd be like, really? I fell for that. Now this guy says I'm not shit when you are. Right? Come on. We can do better. We can do better. It's absolutely better to be alone than to be attaching yourself to mess like this. Because things like that can break you. Things like that can mess you mentally. Now you start being, you lose your confidence. You lose your self-esteem. You question yourself because you allowed to lower your standards and deal with men who are so low vibrational that women shouldn't be dealing with men like that. Like, what the hell? No. Girls, we gotta do better. And we can. We can. Don't force things. Don't force it. Don't force it. And especially, don't think that you can change anybody. You can't change nobody, right? You cannot change anyone. You can't. I know we think that we can change. We cannot. Your womb cannot change anybody. Your vajayjay cannot change anybody. I know. Because we read and we watch in movies and men get sprung and we think that they're... No, you can't. You cannot. We can't. I wish we could. That would have been amazing. Oh my God, that would have been amazing. Ladies, we can't change anybody. Let's avoid low vibrational men like that. No. No. This man should not even have a chance to have an eighth baby mama. Like, what? What the hell? No. 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 He's an asshole who is telling the truth. So we gotta take that truth. It's a bitter pill to swallow, but it is the truth. And the truth sometimes hurts. And this is the painful truth that he has fortunately or unfortunately told us. Let's do better. I know we can do better. We can do better. We can do better. We gotta let people like this go. Oh, come on. The way he talked about women, I cannot believe. Women get naked for this guy. What? First of all, listen. If I met a man and I'm getting to know the man and he's like, so I have 7 kids and I have 7 baby mamas. Guys, I'm sorry. I can't. No. Do you know how much drama that is? That's already a huge ass red flag. This man is a walking and flying red flag. No. We can do better, my girlfriends, my ladies, my sisters. We can do better. And let's do better. Let's do better. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode of Trending Topics du Jour. Next week, I'm coming back with that celebrity file, Tyrese Gibson and his shenanigans that will be up next week. I am so glad you chose to listen to me today. My name is Tak. I'll catch you later.